Last seconds.
Yeah, just a few seconds to go here in Melbourne. Are now in a waiting mode, holding pattern here until that game with the Dogs tomorrow. They will not know their fate until then. They've done the first part of that and they have beaten the Bombers by 19 points today. And now they await the second part of the equation to see if the Dogs lose and they remain in the eight. Here's the song for the Melbourne fans.
It's the emblem for me and for you. It's the emblem of the team we love, the team of the red and the blue. Every heart beats true for the red and the blue, and we sing this song to you.
What do we sing?
Should all acquaintance be.
There it is, Johnny Worsfold getting the pitcher's shoe on the bench. His last game as coach, getting the congratulations from his staff by the way of handshakes down there. And he is all done and dusted as far as the Bombers are concerned.
Great contribution, Bristol, yep. He's made to the game of football. John Worsfold as a player, and as Duck said, premiership captain times two for the West Coast Eagles, those famous sides in the early 90s, and then a premiership coach of the West Coast Eagles.
Do you think he'll coach again? Is there a possibility that John Worsfold could coach again, do you think? How much can
not
a
for a while.
Handle? Yeah.
He's going to have a good spell, you would think.
So his family have been home in Western Australia most of the time that he's been at Essendon. There have been various times when they've been here, but they've been home a lot. For Simon Goodwin, his first taste of finals with the Melbourne Footy Club.
Yeah, 2 years ago when they had that great prelim final that went wrong for him over in Perth. But we'll see if he can get there. But we'll share what it's all about. And one of the good guys, I reckon. You said it, Duck, and I agree with you. Yep. He is a good fella, John Worsfold, and we wish him well in whatever he does. Here gets Maxie Gawn, Fox Footy.
Yeah, they did that against Hawthorn a couple of weeks ago. We knew, we said that at halftime. Essendon, they've got nothing to lose. They're going to come out and give it all they can, and they certainly did. That last quarter was a stretch, a couple of mistakes from us, a bit of maturity late to get over the line.
First three quarters are really strong. You'd be wrapped with a midfield contest, and your on-ball was really dominated early.
Yeah, they did. Clary Track. Jack, it's a pleasure to be in the centre with them. They're really star players, and even Ed and Oscar out on the wings, and we're able to control that first half. But like I said, Essendon are one win behind us. It's always going to be a close game.
And we heard from Goody at halftime. He was wrapped with the evolution of your defence and the way they set up, in particular the last couple of weeks behind the ball, looked really good.
Yeah, he said about that at halftime. Defending really well. Jake and Steve are playing some really good football together, but also Trent Rivers, Michael Hibbert, these sort of guys are really playing their role down there.
Now, you've been in this position before. You've got a big game to watch tomorrow night. Where's it all going to happen?
I didn't handle it well last time, I must say. I had a few people in the room watching that West Coast Adelaide game in 17. I told them all to get out. So, don't know what we're going to do, but unfortunately, we lost that chance to have the fade in our own hands. So, it's up to Fremantle Dockers might buy a membership.
You should do. Congratulations on a really good game today, and thanks. All the best tomorrow.
Good
well done.
Thank you.
Courtesy of Fox Footy, Maxie Gawn. I am concerned with one thing.
Oh, hello, bro. What have you spotted?
What's happened, bro?
I have spotted a player on the ground that I think could be getting a cheering for 1:30.
T-Bell.
He didn't play today.
Oh, no.
And he's out there, and I'm wondering what he's doing out there, but congratulations to him, and a great career. We know that. But
you're not out on the ground if you didn't play.
Bro. No, you shouldn't be out there if you didn't play. And I'm just wondering whether they're going to, raise the chair. I would have thought nothing under 300.
Oh, 300?
280 to 300.
250.
Nah, 250 is thereabouts. It's an iffy one, 250.
Has Joe Danaher played his last game as a Bomber?
That's a good question. Very good question.
Almost went to Sydney last year. In fact, was desperate too. Here is Big Belcho in the tracky, just wandering through.
Oh, and John Worsfold.
And John Worsfold, some great respect.
This is for Johnny Worsfold, I think.
Yep.
Bell Chambers, though, was prepared to walk down the middle.
Was.
when it was all set up for Johnny Worsfold.
He was.
In fact, he has. He thought it was for him, and then he saw Johnny Worsfold. Oh, boy. This is breaking news.
And Simon Goodwin just catching up with John Worsfold. Nice touch there from the Melbourne coach. But great career in footy for Johnny Worsfold. Well done to him. Xavier Campbell, the boss of the Bombers. And he's handed it over now to the big truck. And he can go and have a bit more of a relaxing time of it, Duck.
He can. And typical of Wooshaa. He'd be emotional inside, but he just holds it.
Yeah, he does.
Holds it so well. Doesn't show a lot of emotion, Wooshaa.
Just shaking every Essendon player's hand.
It was quite unusual, though. I do think
Belcho.
It was there for Wooshaa and Belcho.
Yeah. Well, Belchambers didn't see him because he was behind him.
Well, and he was happy.
Walking
both
down
teams.
A double lineup.
At both teams, he said, "Oh, this is nice."
No cheering, but a double lineup.
For 1:30.
Look at all the players here. They're all giving Wooshaa a hug.
That's good.
Right? It is good.
Yep. When you're in the vortex, the tunnel vortex, and you're walking down in the middle of it.
You had to get out.
He had no exit, though. He had to keep going.
He had to just jump out mid
he couldn't go anywhere.
Mid-aisle, he had to jump through one of the Essendon side. He had to just jump to the side.
No, he just had to realise halfway down, this is actually not set up for me at all, and just quickly go right.
That is one
just
of the most.
Take a hard right.
And get right into the Essendon.
That's it.
Yeah, and then line up and clap.
Yeah.
Look, I saw that brewing from a long way off.
You picked an early whistle.
And I am convinced that he did think that the double lining up was...
I tell you why, Bristle, there's never been a man to pick this out better. The great Pachone back, 15 years ago, Bristle used to make it his business to see where the superstars were back when you were playing, Duck.
Yeah.
And then who were the little underlings?
He would only shake hands with the superstars because he knew they'd be on
they'd
camera.
They'd be on camera. Brian was onto it before any of us even knew what was going on. Hey, there's another great of the Essendon Footy Club, Mark Harvey. He's not going to be, of course, a part of their coaching panel anymore.
He's not, is he?
He's moving to another part of the business, halves.
Dyson Heppel, too, there went through.
So Melbourne now have got to wait for the Western Bulldogs.
Oh, 2 minutes. Two to come.
Two to come, Bill.
Righto.
So there's the song from the Demons. They await their fate tomorrow afternoon. And if the Bulldogs win, they're out.
Some toolish behaviour going on in that room too. Not among the playing group, but a couple
out of the back there with the
extremities.
Of the...
Yeah, just a bit flog-ridden. Bill, not about you as a
semi-assistant
or whatever.
They're a happy club.
You'll make that moment about the players, I would have thought.
Rare, but they've come to win today as a club, and they did
I'm aware of that.
Chance to play finals.
Today's I'm loving it moment happened in the last quarter. Here's how we caught it on Triple M Footy. Inside defensive 50. Kick goes to Parrish. Knocked away by Melksham. Melksham got the handball to Fritsch. Over the top, opens up for them. Little one here. Handball comes back now to Fritsch. Fritsch gives it off to Hunt to kick his fourth goal. He's already equaled his PB. Now he's bettered it. That's his best of all time. It eventually broke. They stretched the lackey band.
They did that well.
Hunt kicked his fourth goal here. I'm loving it moment.
What we've always been the best at, Bristle, here at Triple M, is identifying tool and pointing it out.
We are.
Because everyone else sort of tries to avoid it and don't sort of go there. Yeah. Whereas when we see behaviour, Duck, that we think's toolish, we point it out.
Oh, we all like Tommy, you know.
He's a great man.
But it was unusual.
Well, I was more talking about the Melbourne sort of singing huddle there. I'm not sure what was going on with all of that. Are we going to take this interview with Frothies?
We will in a moment. Before we do that, Choice Hotels around the grounds, Ash, book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia. Lowest prices guaranteed. We'll come back to you where we're going next, but here's Stephen May, courtesy of Fox.
Pretty stressed out in the last bit. It was pretty disappointing to go away from our role and play pretty well for most of the game. And any AFL team, you give them a sniff and then, you know, they'll kick a few goals. So I was proud of the fight back, but ideally we don't play like that.
And the last couple of weeks have been really satisfying. GWS and obviously today, look like your defensive structures are really set up well.
Yeah, I feel pretty stable in the back line, our whole team. So that's not just the back line, it's the whole team defence. A couple of times they got through us in the kick-ins, which was pretty disappointing. But apart from that, our midfield was outstanding. Our forwards put on pressure and our backs, you know, everyone played their role today.
If you do get through to the finals, how confident are you can really shake things up?
I mean, I think Well, I don't have any experience in finals, Lynchy, as you probably know that, but this group, it's very eager. We want to learn every week. We've gotten better as the week's gone on. I feel like we're playing our best footy as the year goes on. So if we get the chance, hopefully we can give it a real shake. I think if we do, we might be able to travel over to West Coast for the first game, so what better test than that? But it's out of our control now.
Well, you've played a bit of footy over the years, and as you said, it might be a nerve-wracking experience watching the footy in Cairns tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night we'll be sitting around watching that, so... I'm already pretty nervous about it. I was nervous that we weren't even going to get the opportunity those last few goals. So, yeah, let's see how we go.
You must be happy with your own form. A lot of scrutiny last year, only got the 8 games, but you seem to go strength to strength at the moment. You're playing your best footy.
Yeah, no, I'm in career best form. I don't feel like I'm doing too much. I just feel like I'm playing my role, and I'm confident in my body and confident in my role in the team. And I suppose last year, you know, was a really bad year. Couldn't have went any worse. So, to be able to bounce back and play consistent footy and start to repay the faith in the D's who gave me a chance.
Well, congratulations on today's result, and you've done everything possible, and enjoy the game if you possibly can tomorrow in Cairns, and hopefully we'll see you in the finals.
Yeah, I'm very nervous, and yeah, let's go Frio.
I'm in career best form.
CBF.
I love it.
But he is.
Good on him.
He is, and yeah.
So am I. So am I.
Just getting some pictures of the Bombers room. Dan Richardson, their head of football, addressing the team down there, and probably saying a few words about Woosha. We can't get audio of it, but that's probably what happened. They are very attentive, everyone down there at the moment, to the words that Dan Richardson is giving.
It'd have to be that before.
Yes, it would have to be that. For Woosha.
I've been a great servant, and as I said, or as we said, Duck, at the halftime break, when it jumped on a grenade when he went there because the place was completely fly-blown after the drug scandal and gave it some sort of stability. But also some presence, you know, with who he is and his standing in the game, and I think he's been terrific.
Yeah, no question about that. The stability word comes to mind first and foremost when you talk about Woosha and what he did for the footy club, and then respect and all of those things. Yep. And never, the one thing, like he played, he never shied away from any situation, whether it be good or bad. He fronted up.
But, they've had a poor year. They've had 6 wins, have they? 6.5 wins. Mm. That's a poor year.
Ash.
And they've had some injuries. They have had some injuries. Oh, and Joe Danner, they'd love to have him more. And Hep's only played, 3 games, I think it is. So they have had some big injuries, but they've had a poor year.
Anyone else in the history of the game had a double line-up send-off for 130? Oh. Anyone. Just please poke someone at me and please tell me it's happened before. And perhaps he saw it, and that's why.
A double line-up send-off, Bristol's called it?
I mean, come on.
I just think he got caught out. He got caught out in the wrong spot.
He got sucked.
He could have, but he could have shot out.
Yep.
And it sucked him.
And then he started a couple of steps and he thought, maybe this is for me. I don't know.
You just had to make a right angle and then just realise that, you know.
Well, it's
just,
like...
what I'd do before I entered that area is have a look at the games play.
Like if you're a sort of a B-grade sort of actor, Bill.
Yeah.
But you make your way to the Logies or, you know, the Oscars.
Yes.
And you're walking along the red carpet and suddenly there's a bit of a frenzy and you think to yourself, she's there up and about for me. And then you look around and Robert De Niro's right behind you. And no one gives a sigh.
I didn't know so many people knew me.
And they guess what? They don't.
Oh, poor old Belcho.
Come on, Belcho.
but he is a ripper bloke.
He's a beauty. He is a beauty.
But if he had his time again,
he's gonna. Well, he won't leave that down.
The trap was made when you enter the ocean, you have to go with the current that is there. Yes. And when he entered the green stuff, it sort of just circulated and percolated.
I'll tell you where he was most unlucky.
When
that BT was doing this game.
Oh yeah,
he would have got away with that with anybody else.
Brian was onto him early on. Brian saw him out there on the ground. He did.
That might be a little thing for your show tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know how we frame it.
No,
I think I'd be pointing it out.
There could be. There'd be others.
Easy, Bill. Easy, Bill.
Top five guys.
Add up the amount of games he's played, and then perhaps
The top five.
What are we seeing out of the Essendon rooms, Bristol?
So Sean McKernan has been doing a little bit of a speech down there.
Sean McKernan?
Think he's just announced his retirement, Sean McKernan.
Right. But didn't we already know he was retiring?
He's getting hugged and applauded by... Strange things happening in the Bombers at the moment. But he is definitely retired, I think.
I thought we already knew that.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't.
Anyway, he's made a little speech and he's getting lots of admiration from his teammates, so he should.
He might have got out in the ground too with Belcher.
I think he was, but he just hit a riptide, pulled him sideways.
Very, well, just different. Mm. That's what it is, Brian, isn't it? It's different sort of times.
They are interesting rooms at the Bombers at the moment, all sitting down. A lot of speeches being made and a lot of emotion being shown down there at the moment, I reckon.
They will see, like, as you said, Bill, this is a very, very wasted year.
Oh, yes. Very much. Yeah. Very much. Like,
they will see themselves as being much better than what they've served up.
6.5 wins.
That's it. Terrible. No one there's there's the chief.
Who else have we got?
Oh, no. Now, you've got the votes, Fat.
Yes, I have.
Righto.
One vote, we're going with... Yep, I've got him here. Just pad there, Jim, for a minute. One vote with Jaden Hunt. Only had 7 kicks only. Mm. No handballs, 7 kicks, but more importantly, kicked 4 goals. Yep. Well done to you, Jaden. 2 votes to Christian Petrarca, who... Go through his whole stats, please, Ash.
Number one ranked player. 23 disposals, 3 clearances, 400-plus metres gained, 1 major.
And 3 votes to Ed Langdon. I liked his game. 4-quarter effort out there on the wing. It was very, very nice.
Ed Langdon, where'd you like him from?
Well, I don't... like. Unlike you, Duck, look at the stats. I just like...
do a bit more of that.
We'll go through it. Ed's day.
Equal leading ball winner for the Demons. 23 touches. Ed, 13 marks.
13 marks. Yeah. Wow.
All uncontested.
Uncontested.
2 inside 50s.
Fat.
What, 50% kicking efficiency?
Oh, no. What sort of game is that? What are you doing, please? You're back in the lineup to get past Little River?
Well, I hope it's not a long one.
It will be.
We'll be down the Cremorne again tonight.
It's a ring of steel, so there will be a huge lineup.
I'll get through the ring and then guess drop into the creamy and have a bit of a pizza.
It's like a lucky band, that ring of steel.
Well, hello, Bristol knows his way through.
Oh, yeah. It's just pathetic.
Where do you go, Brian?
I'm going the same way, but I mean, you know, they when it rains, they're off, and when it's peak hour, they're off, and when they feel like they're... enough,
they do a wonderful job, Brian. Do a wonderful job. I can't wait though when they grab you down there. They see the big Toyota coming because it doesn't go down the normal lanes. It goes out of the side lane.
No, and through the middle lane, like over the grass lane.
Exactly. And there's Brian.
What about you, Duck? What the rest of the day holds?
Just gonna. Well, what can you do?
What are you going to do?
Straight home.
Right.
And probably on the couch and watch.
Well, we know that after 21 overnight, Fat, surely it's time.
But another 9 days.
Got a bit of a camp.
I'm going out for dinner tonight.
Well, the kids are going to be camping on the trampoline tonight.
Can't be 9 days, Fat. Not 21.
Where are you going, Brian?
This is news. Duck is taking the kids camping.
No.
On the trampoline.
Yep.
You're not allowed to go anywhere else. So they're just camping on the trampoline.
City of 5 million people, 21, Fat. It's time that they just ended this nonsense.
I feel for you, but I think it'll be another 9 and then...
We'll have a good night down there. I'm going to the...
Where are you going?
Down to the Pier restaurant tonight.
Oh, yeah. With Sammy?
Hang on. Yep. You've been in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And you can cross over into that.
Yeah, you're not allowed. Ring of Steel will latch onto you, Bristol.
That's where your license is.
Oh, you
Where's your address?
Yeah, but he's been in Melbourne.
You, Brian. No,
you've been in Melbourne.
No, he hasn't.
You can't cross over.
Where's your address?
Well,
in Lawn.
Well done to the Melbourne Footy Club, 19-point winners in this one. And we thank everyone for listening, of course. Where are we going from here, Ash? Just let me know.
Adelaide taking on the Tigers, JB.
All right, perfect. Looking forward to that for the Wooden Spoon, potentially, for McDonald's. This has been Triple M rocking Saturday afternoon football.